lactose intolerance is not as uncommon as you might think. It is a common digestive problem where the body is unable to digest lactose, a type of sugar mainly found in milk and dairy products. Lactose intolerance is usually the result of your body not producing enough lactase. Lactase, on the other hand, is an enzyme, that is a protein that causes a chemical reaction to occur, normally produced in your small intestine, that is used to digest lactose. If you have lactase deficiency, it means your body does not produce enough lactase. Approximately 6 out of 10 people of the human population has a reduced ability to digest lactose after infancy. Lactose intolerance in adults is most prevalent in people from Asia, with 7 out of 10, sometimes actually 10 out of 10 of people affected in these communities. After eating or drinking something containing lactose, the digestive food passes through from your stomach into the small intestine. The lactase in the small bowel should break lactose down into sugars called glucose and galactose, which are then absorbed into your bloodstream. If there is not enough lactase, the unabsorbed lactose moves through your digestive system to your colon, which is a large bowel. Bacteria in the colon break down the lactose, producing fatty acids and gases like carbon dioxide, hydrogen, and methane. The breakdown of the lactose in the colon and resulting acids and gases that are produced cause the symptoms of lactose intolerance, such as excessive wind and bloating. How do you diagnose lactose intolerance? By food exclusion, in other words, excluding certain specific foods from your diet, and or by performing something known as a hydrogen breath test. The treatment of lactose intolerance is as follows. First of all, know that there is no cure for lactose intolerance, but most people are able to control their symptoms by making changes to their diet. So you either change the diet or go on lactose-free foods and drinks. There are several of these options, such as oat milk, soya yogurts and cheeses, coconut-based yogurts and cheeses, almond milk, yogurts and cheeses, rice milk, hazelnut milk, foods with dairy-free or suitable for vegan science, etc. I hope this has been helpful to you. Lactose intolerance is not as uncommon as you might think. It is a common digestive problem where the body is unable to digest lactose, a type of sugar mainly found in milk and dairy products. Lactose intolerance is usually the result of your body not producing enough lactase. Lactase, on the other hand, is an enzyme, that is a protein that causes a chemical reaction to occur, normally produced in your small intestine, that is used to digest lactose. If you have lactase deficiency, it means your body does not produce enough lactase. Approximately 6 out of 10 people of the human population has a reduced ability to digest lactose after infancy. Lactose intolerance in adults is most prevalent in people from Asia, with 7 out of 10, sometimes actually 10 out of 10 of people affected in these communities. After eating or drinking something containing lactose, the digestive food passes through from your stomach into the small intestine. The lactase in the small bowel should break lactose down into sugars called glucose and galactose, which are then absorbed into your bloodstream. if there is not enough lactase, the unabsorbed lactose moves through your digestive system to your colon, which is a large bowel. Bacteria in the colon break down the lactose, producing fatty acids and gases like carbon dioxide, hydrogen, and methane. The breakdown of the lactose in the colon and resulting acids and gases that are produced cause the symptoms of lactose intolerance, such as excessive wind and bloating. How do you diagnose lactose intolerance? By food exclusion, in other words, excluding certain specific foods from your diet, and or by performing something known as a hydrogen breath test. The treatment of lactose intolerance is as follows. First of all, know that there is no cure for lactose intolerance, but most people are able to control their symptoms by making changes to their diet. So you either change the diet or go on lactose-free foods and drinks. There are several of these options, such as oat milk, soya yogurts and cheeses, coconut-based yogurts and cheeses, almond milk, yogurts and cheeses, rice milk, hazelnut milk, foods with dairy-free or suitable for vegan science, etc. I hope this has been helpful to you.